I've always had friends. My close friends have been Rupia Banda, Alex Chikwanda, the late Morton Kama, and the late Alinani Simbulen. These have been my friends. At one time in UPND, when we were in MMD, they never used to call me Vernon Mwanga. They called me Vernon Mwansa. Okay. Because of my association with the friends who are non-Tonga. But I think the issue of the Tongas should really be put to bed. The Tongas made a tremendous contribution towards the struggle of this country. In 1952, at a place west of Mons and Chief Chongo's area called Samuliamomba, you know, they sacrificed cattle, the women brought groundnuts, they brought goats to sell, to send the first ANC delegation to go to London for constitutional talks to begin urging the British government to grant this country independence. And they were financed from Samuliamomba in Monza, west of Monza, in Chief Chongo's area. So going forward, Mr. Nkumbula was president of the ANC, and he was accepted all over the country. You take what happened after the split, ZANC split, and then later ANIP. Then from ANIP, that's why UNIP now was formed in 1950. The Tongas have been there all along. Mainza Chona formed ANIP. He was a Tonga from Monze, Chief Chona's area. He was the son of Chief Chona. And for me, it's a non-issue when I hear people talking about it. It makes me very sad because this country has never degenerated to that kind of level.
But why are they picking on Tongas? Why are they not saying, why? Where is this stemming from? Why is
Well, I think it's because of HH leading, the CHH as the biggest threat to PF. And because he's a Tonga, now the Tongas are being verified by the PF, which in my view is nonsensical. It is wrong and it should never be allowed to happen. If you look at the elections, for example, of 1991, the MMD election, look at the voters. Southern Province voted overwhelmingly for Frederick Chiluba, and Frederick Chiluba is not a Tonga. So what are these people talking about, you know? Ignorance is no defense, and they really should watch their language because they are the ones who will be responsible for making for ensuring that people in this country begin asking themselves twice before they even get married. I am married into a woman who comes from Mpezenis and previously from Chitimukuru's area, and the issue of tribe has never been an issue. If you go to Southern Province and you talk to a majority of the people, they don't even want to talk about it. So we are part of Zambia. We've always been part of Zambia, and we must continue to be part of Zambia. And the people who are talking about this, they will be the ones who will be ashamed in the final analysis, because at the end of the day, we are all Zambians who are entitled, who have a share in this company called Zambia Limited. We all have equal shares in Zambia, and we must be treated as like